Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Brendan Nunes. He is the host of the King's Pulse podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Sacramento Kings content, and he also provides commentary for a website called The Kings Herald. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the Sacramento Kings. Also, we talk about the importance of NBA basketball in Sacramento. Also, the differences between Kings fans, Warriors fans, Lakers fans, and Clippers fans, and so much more. Brendan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But it's so easy that you might relax and just stop doing stuff. The dishes will pile up, the laundry will collect, and who will finish your Sudokus?
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might make you so pleased with yourself that you start wearing a lime green cowboy hat, and that's not a good look.
Well, they do have dedicated claims teams. Not to mention that Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
But if it's that easy, you might say things like, I'm so cool. And yes, you are cool, but you don't have to say it.
Well, Geico is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, Geico is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
The reason he's in the starting lineup, Sumner is out, and also Malcolm Brogdon missing his third straight game with a right hamstring strain. But he healed.
He goes this way. He looks to be much more effective.
And Bagley misses. This is a Kings team. 8 straight games in double figures, playing in his 14th game with the Pacers and his 9th start. Bagley with a left hand.
Yeah, but you can't go to sleep on it.
Right on the baseline, and Bagley again misses. And Sabonis is working right now down there against Holmes, and his shot is off the mark. And Quinn, there's always going to be frustration when you watch and what we witnessed on Monday night.
This has been coming, but it's okay. That's just something you just deal with, because to JJ's point, you've got to deal, to Coach Bjorgren's point, you've got to deal with personality. I don't know if I can put this on Coach Bjorgren. You know, players are in this thing too.
Bagley up and under, no good. It's tipped back in, and they've come out of the break with 6 straight.
I don't know if I can put this on Coach Bjorgren. You know, players are in this thing too.
Bagley up and under, no good. It's tipped back in, and they've come out of the break with 6 straight.
I don't know if I can put this on Coach Bjorgren. You know, players are in this thing too.
Bagley up and under, no good. It's tipped back in, and they've come out of the break.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of Bally Sports and also NBC Sports California. That's just some action from the Sacramento Kings in their game against the Indiana Pacers. We have someone on the program now that's going to talk about the Sacramento Kings. He covers them on a daily basis. He is the host of the Kings Pulse podcast, and he's also a writer for the Kings Herald. Let's welcome him to the program, Brendan Nunes. Hey, Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So the Sacramento Kings at the beginning, well, actually for much of the year, Brendan, they were out of the playoff picture, but now they have a slight chance to possibly play in the play-in tournament. Currently, as this interview is airing, they are currently 12th in the Western Conference. New Orleans is right in front of them at number 11, and you have Portland. Portland is at 7. Golden State is at 8. Memphis is at 9, and San Antonio is at 10. What are the chances, in your opinion, Brandon, do you see Sacramento possibly being in the play-in tournament?
Yeah, you know, I still think it's pretty low because they're sitting at 2.5 games out of that 10 seed here with, I want to say it's 6 games remaining here. And there's not going to be Tyrese Halliburton for the rest of this regular season when he had that scary injury that luckily wasn't as bad as it looks. And De'Aaron Fox is out tonight, but the team's been pretty streaky throughout the whole season. I am surprised that they didn't come back down to earth after this recent stretch of success, but they have a fairly easy schedule ahead of them with 2 games against OKC still. They play San Antonio later on today. So it's within the realm of possibility, but I would still say it's pretty unlikely considering they put themselves in a pretty rough situation with 4 stretches of basketball a couple occasions this season.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the talent on this young and this very exciting Sacramento Kings team. De'Aaron Fox, man, De'Aaron Fox has been sensational since he's landed with the Sacramento Kings. He's the team's leading scorer this year. He's averaging just over 25 points a game. How would you rate De'Aaron's 2020-2021 season?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like a breakout year, which is funny to say because I think you could say the same thing after last season. But the big development really is comfort in that three-point shot. And while it's not falling at an awesome rate or anything, 32% when you're shooting five of them, 5.5 a game, is just enough that he can use that, patented, the self-claimed fastest speed in the league and have some gravity so defenders actually have to guard him on the perimeter a little bit. And I think that's allowed him to have a little bit more freedom and ability to get inside and confidence in that jumper. I mean, he can get a mid-range whenever he wants and has defenders backpedaling. It seems like there's just, along with that, another level of the game slowing down for him. I think there's a lot more patience and poise in the pick and roll. And while he does have that speed I mentioned, you know, not using that at all times and being able to change pace and only turn it on when you absolutely need to and catch defenders off guard. So I think, just a little bit more time in the league and getting used to seeing different coverages on a night-to-night basis, Fox has gotten more comfortable. And, you know, going into the year, I questioned if I thought Fox could be a number one option on a playoff team. And now it feels pretty safe to say that that is the case.
Well, you know, De'Aaron Fox, it looks as though, Brendan, that he's going to be the centerpiece of the Sacramento Kings team, could be for the next 3 to 5, maybe even 10 years, depending on how things roll with him and the Kings organization. But speaking of being a centerpiece, Buddy Hield has been a centerpiece for the Kings since arriving in Sactown a couple of years ago as a result of a trade from New Orleans. And Buddy Hield this year has been in the top 10 in three-point percentage as well as three-point attempts. And I don't think Buddy Hield gets a lot of credit for his long-distance shooting. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Buddy and his progress this season.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that Walton miscast Buddy a little bit at the beginning of last season and took the ball out of his hands a little bit more often. So now it's more of a catch-and-shoot situation for Buddy rather than him having to create for himself. And I think that's been helpful this season, but it wouldn't surprise me if Buddy's time in Sacramento is kind of slowly coming to an end here, and maybe that ends up happening this offseason because they're in a situation where they're going to have to pay Rashawn Holmes. But, yeah, Buddy does have that three-point shooting to him that obviously is super valuable and allows him to put up some good numbers. But there is, I think, concerns with the other aspects of his game, and when you're really one-dimensional – it's easy for teams to kind of take that away from you. So I think there is some concerns with Buddy, and I do think he's pretty poor on the defensive side of the ball as well. So the numbers look good, but there definitely is some concern. And while he's only in his fifth year in the league right now, he has been he was drafted as a senior. He's 28 already. Doesn't quite fit the Fox Halliburton timeline. So while it's great to have that floor spacing, I think they could get similar production from a player that they could acquire pretty cheaply that would hopefully not kill them on the defensive end of the floor as well. It's just going to be about trying to get somebody to bite on that 3 years, $60 million that he has remaining that I would guess is looked at as a negative value contract around the league.
Wow. Okay. Well, you mentioned about Rashawn Holmes. Rashawn Holmes has been in the top five in field goal percentage this season, and also he's been a quality rebounder. You mentioned about the Buddy Hield situation, about Buddy's future in Sacramento being uncertain because they'd have to pay Rashawn Holmes, and rightfully so, because Rashawn has definitely been a quality big man. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his play this year.
Yeah, he, is proving that last year's breakout season, given more opportunity in his first year in Sacramento, wasn't a fluke. I think Rashawn has solidified himself, like you mentioned, one of the league leaders in field goal percentage. Regularly, he was the same last year as well, and it's not all at the rim. He has his push shot that everybody absolutely loves and feels like it's going in every single time. I think he's solidified himself as, you know, a top 15 or so center in the league. I think that he's clearly a starting caliber center, and I'm sure looking to get paid like one. Going to be going into his first season where I think or first off-season free agency where he really has some leverage in contract negotiations. And the most that Sacramento can offer without clearing some space is about 4 years, $48 million. And while it seems like a reasonable deal to me, all it takes is one team to beat that offer. And it wouldn't surprise me if that happened with the way that Holmes has been playing and proved that, you know, last year wasn't a fluke.
All right, well, you know, speaking of not being a fluke, and I mentioned about the Sacramento's team being young and very vital, Marvin Bagley III. Marvin has definitely been a part of this this young talent with De'Aaron Fox and, of course, with Tyrese Haliburton. And Marvin has definitely made his mark in the NBA and with Sacramento in such a short amount of time. Give me your thoughts on Marvin's progress this year and just Marvin and his game going forward.
Yeah, you know, the concern with Bagley is what it's been for most of his career now at this point, which we're still in the early stages of, obviously, but only having played 40 games this year and being out with that injury was, you know, definitely a tough situation for him to be in. It was kind of a little bit of a freak accident with that hand issue. And, yeah, I think, you know, still being very young, since he's come back, he has been absolutely phenomenal in those four games. He's averaging 19.5 and 8 boards on 51% from the field. So he's looking really good when he comes back, since he's been back. But there definitely have been these flashes before, and I think it's just going to be all about getting a little bit of consistency and really remaining healthy for Bagley. And I think that I mentioned Buddy, you know, potentially it wouldn't surprise me you hear his name thrown around in trade talks this offseason. I think that Bagley's going to be in that same situation where his dad, you know, publicly requested a trade. And while Bagley didn't come out and necessarily agree with that, he also didn't shut down any of those talks. So his situation is definitely going to be interesting going into this season. And I think that he's doing a good job right now of playing well in the extended minutes that he's been given. And hopefully he can keep it up throughout the next 5 or 6 games that we have left here.
All right, and speaking of making an impact, someone that was making a great impact in his rookie season, Tyrese Haliburton. And before the injury, man, he was up there. He was him and Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves were about neck and neck in terms of who would possibly win this year's Rookie of the Year. Well, Tyrese recently suffered a knee injury. You mentioned him earlier that he could be out. Well, he would probably be out most likely for the remainder of the regular season, depending on the Kings' status in terms of them maybe getting in the play-in tournament. Give me your thoughts on Tyrese and his rookie campaign.
Yeah, I mean, nothing short of phenomenal. I think, you know, people were seeing him to come in and be an impact player pretty quick out the gate, had one of those high floor, low ceiling labels attached to him, and including for myself. And I think that that definitely has been scrapped with some of the shot creation and space creation that he's flashed throughout this season, but truly just a great pairing with De'Aaron Fox. Haliburton is so smart on both ends of the floor, and he's been ridiculously efficient this year. So, I think it's everything that you possibly could have asked for from, you know, 20-year-old rookie coming into the league. And recently, Walton has been praising him for his leadership on and off the court. So definitely seems like a centerpiece with definitely plenty of all-star potential that I'm sure Fox is glad to have alongside him. And I know all of Sacramento is really glad that he is on the a part of the future.
Yeah, rightfully so. The future is definitely going to be bright for Tyrese as well as De'Aaron, and hopefully Marvin can stay with the team in Sacramento. And, you know, when you have a lot of this young talent, Rashawn Holmes as well, and, you know, Brendan, when you have a lot of young talent, you have to have veteran leadership to kind of balance everything out. Harrison Barnes and Hassan Whiteside. Harrison Barnes, we know about his championship experience playing with the Golden State Warriors, and, of course, we know about Hassan Whiteside with his awesome defense when he played in Portland and playing in Miami. Just kind of give me your thoughts on what Harrison and Hassan have brought to the table for the Kings this year.
Yeah, Whiteside has actually slowly been worked out of the rotation as the Kings went a little bit younger at the center position with Chimezie Metu, and then they recently signed Damian Jones there as well. So he's been worked out a little bit there for the sake of, you know, trying to farm a little bit of potential upside. And this is the only year on that deal, so good chance that he's not in Sacramento next season, but Barnes definitely seems like he's going to stick around. They really valued him at the deadline, and he's just been consistent, you know, and to do, I think, everything at an above average level and not have any clear weaknesses and holes in your game when you're 6'8" at that super valuable wing position is just super important in this league. And Sacramento for a long time has lacked wing depth and specifically wing defense, and Barnes really does that at a high level. So I think he's a great complementary piece that most teams in the league would love to have, and Sacramento definitely falls under that.
All right, and definitely, you know, Harrison and Hassan, they make the difference with the Kings, especially with Harrison, as you mentioned earlier, just coming in and doing his part with the shooting as well. So currently Sacramento at the moment, they have a chance to be in the play-in tournament. Let's just hypothetically say, Brendan, if the Kings get into the play-in tournament somehow, some way, if they had to go up against, well, the Western Conference is tough from top to bottom, so there's never an easy night in the Western Conference. But how would you like their chances against maybe a Portland or maybe a Golden State? How would you like their chances?
Yeah, with no Haliburton, that's definitely a big blow to them for sure. But I think that it's going to be about, you know, the defense that's been league worst this year and statistically the worst defense of all time has turned around over this last stretch of games. And there's been a consistency and energy that really we are just seeing for the first time this season. So if that can be kept up, then maybe they're in an interesting situation here. But I think what it comes down to is you're going to need to just outscore these guys and really be an offensive showdown. So I do think that a team like Portland with a really poor defense is a potentially interesting situation for the Kings. And if they end up in that seventh spot, the Blazers could totally be who they end up matched up against in that seventh seed. So I don't love their chances, especially having to win two games when the defense has been this rough. But if they can prove that the recent stretch of improved defense is not a fluke, then they definitely have a shooter's chance.
All right. And, you know, Sacramento is one of those loyal, one of those great NBA cities. We know of the Kings for years having great talent with during the Chris Webber and the Vlade Divac and the Peja Stojakovic era, as well as with Jason Williams and Mike Bibby. You know, Brendan, for those that have never experienced an NBA basketball game in Sacramento pre-COVID, I should say, can you describe what that experience is like?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it's the only major sport in the city, so I think the whole fan base and city really rallies around the team, and it's packed stadiums every single night. You heard Fox talking about, you know, there's days where he would go to Detroit and other places that are slipping my mind right now, and when the team wasn't doing too hot, there's, you know, half the stadium full, and I think that the King Stadium sells out on almost a nightly basis. It's one of the newer stadiums in the league, so it's absolutely gorgeous. And the energy is awesome in that building. I like stadiums that are more on top of the court rather than spread out. And Sacramento definitely is the former there at Golden One Center. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone gets a chance, definitely recommend going to a Kings game. It's a great environment.
You mentioned Sleep Train Arena, but a lot of diehard NBA fans remember it by its old name, which is the Arco Arena. Can you describe the difference between, well, I can't say Arco Arena, that's the old name, but can you describe the difference between the Golden One Center and the Sleep Train Arena?
Yeah, I think, you know, the old Sleep Train Arena, Arco, was really just kind of became outdated. And it did have what I mentioned before of the fans really on top of the court, which made it a really loud environment, and the fan base obviously helped with that as well. But it's just night and day with the technological differences, you know, a small classic scoreboard in Sleep Train, and now there's this ginormous Jumbotron at Golden One Center. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got windows that open at Golden One. So I think it's just, you know, the new owner is very Silicon Valley. So there's a whole lot of technology advancements, and Sleep Train just kind of you know, ran its course and became a little bit outdated. So I think it's just all the new bells and whistles that have come with time, and they put it all together perfectly at Golden One.
You mentioned about that pristine area of California, particularly Northern California, the Bay Area with Sacramento, and then there's also San Francisco and Oakland and San Jose and other parts of the Bay Area. And you mentioned about Silicon Valley and how there's such a huge emphasis on technology. I want to know, in terms of dollars and the money that goes into the NBA teams that are in the Bay Area. You know, the Kings are in Sacramento, and of course you have the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors that play in that brand new arena in downtown San Francisco. What are the fan bases like in terms of the NBA fans? Is Sacramento predominantly a Kings town, or do people like the Lakers, or do people go for the Warriors? How is the fan base like in the Bay Area in terms of the NBA franchises?
Well, I'm from San Jose area, and I can tell you that part of the Bay is pretty predominantly Warriors fans, although there is a good bit of Lakers fans since the Warriors were rough for a good stretch before the whole Steph Curry, KD savior sort of thing went on. And when that boom happened, the fan base obviously went crazy there. But since I've moved up to Sacramento here, the whole Sacramento area is just totally Kings fans. And you'll get some other ones obviously here and there. And I think, you know, not having made the playoffs in 15 years, it's kind of understandable for younger fans that are growing up to not have picked the Kings as their team. You know, I think it would be totally understandable if it's like, well, this team just doesn't make it every single year. I'd rather root for the Warriors. It's not too far of a drive either, but it doesn't seem to happen all that often. I think, you know, a lot of people grow up in Kings fan base houses and kind of grow into that. And so the whole Sacramento area definitely is infested with Kings fans, but it doesn't take too far to reach Warriors territory. And of course there's pesky Laker fans here and there.
What about Clipper fans? Are people not sold on the Clippers?
No, I don't run into too many Clipper fans. Even I spent a little bit of time living in SoCal, but it was before Kawhi and PG. And yeah, no, it's definitely predominantly Laker fans.
Fair enough. I want to stay just with that area for a moment. I mentioned about Silicon Valley and technology area, the technology being very prevalent in that area. What are the sponsorships like? Because I know the Warriors, they play in downtown San Francisco at the Chase Center, and even when they were playing across the Bay in Oakland, they still got a lot of sponsorships in terms of the and taking advantage of Silicon Valley. What are the sponsorships like? Do the Kings get a fair amount of sponsorships being in nestled in Silicon Valley?
You know, it seems like they do. That's a good question. I don't know if it's much more than other organizations, but yeah, Vivek, the owner, being a tech guy himself, I think definitely helped with the advancements with the stadium and everything. But it seems pretty typical of, you know, I think last year, this year, they're one of the only teams without a sponsor on their jersey. But last year was, I believe, Blue Almonds. So it seems pretty typical with the rest of the league. And, yeah, I don't know. I have not paid all too much attention to if they're getting a little bit more boost by being a Silicon Valley neighbor here. But I don't think it's all too much different than the other organizations around the league. And I don't think any of them are struggling too much with sponsorship.
Okay, fair enough. And let's just stay with the relationship that the NBA has with Sacramento. It's been a wonderful relationship, as we discussed earlier, and what you've elaborated on, Brendan, just about the arena and just the fans are just being very lit and just, you know, just loving and being supporting their Kings. There was a moment for some many years where the franchise was not doing well, and there were possibilities of the team leaving Sacramento, and there was a big campaign and a big push push. The fans, diehard season ticket holders, went to the city council, and even the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson, went in and showed his support for keeping the Kings in Sacramento. I want to ask you, what's the future like of the NBA? What's the future, in your opinion, going to be like? Will they remain in Sacramento, or will there possibly maybe be a relocation?
Yeah, I would heavily doubt a relocation. You know, they went through that whole situation that you laid out. I want to say it was 8 years ago, the anniversary recently here, and with all the money they put into the new stadium, and, you know, I think a lot of owners have been hit financially with COVID, but there's definitely plenty of income and a supportive fan base to keep up. So I would hope, and we don't have to worry about relocation anytime here soon. My hope, if anything like that would happen, it would be more of an expansion rather than relocating a team out of a city, especially when there's a fan base like this here that clearly loves the team.
Okay, and, you know, we mentioned about the California teams in the NBA. In your opinion, what are the differences between Kings fans, Warriors fans, and Lakers and Clippers fans?
I mean, I think Kings fans got to be the most loyal of the bunch, and probably followed by Warriors, but with the dry spell that the Kings are going through with the playoffs, definitely the most loyal, and I think close-knit. They just absolutely love the team. Like I mentioned, one of the or the only main sport that there is out here. And then Warriors fans, I think that, you know, the original Warrior fans definitely deserve that label of loyalty as well, powering through some really rough years, like I said, pre-Curry. But there totally is a new fan base with that city as well. And I think that sometimes there was a little too many suits in the stadium rather than jerseys for my taste. But definitely the loyal part of that fan base is absolutely great. And with success, you're totally going to get bandwagoners, which you could say the same thing for the Lakers, obviously, as well. But, yeah, like I said, having lived in SoCal for a little while, Laker fans are a little overwhelming for me, being a Kings fan, I will say. But they are great and definitely are bringing a lot of energy to that stadium all the time. I just think that, you know, if the team is going through a rough stretch like they were pre-LeBron and Anthony Davis, that sometimes there's just kind of better things to do in L.A. than go watch a poorly performing basketball team. So that's my take on that one, although I do think there's plenty of great Laker fans for sure. And like I mentioned with the Clipper ones earlier, I actually just don't see all too many. Even when you go to Clipper games, there's definitely – it could be the Clippers playing the Heat, and you're going to see random Laker jerseys there. So I think it's a growing fan base now that they have some new success there, but it definitely seems to be the smallest of the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, it's always amazing how, you know, in one state, you can have one state, but the fan bases are all very different depending on the regions and the cities. And, you know, it's just amazing right there. And before we let you go, Brendan, you've been a Kings fan for a long time, so you had the opportunity to witness the Sacramento Kings at their peak during the Jason Williams era, along with Vlade Divac, Chris Webber, Peja Stojakovic. Also, you had Doug Christie, Mike Bibby, and Scott Pollard. Those were some great teams during the late 90s and the early 2000s with the Sacramento Kings. Also, Hedo Turkoglu was pretty good as well. Just kind of give me your thoughts on what the city was like during that era.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely rallied around the team, and I think that they're definitely still not over the whole questionable calls that went on in that Lakers series game six. And yeah, I mean, the city definitely embraced that team and really enjoyed their success. And most of the people from that team still seem to be pretty involved in the city. Doug Christie does the play-by-play calling. There was Vlade that was obviously GM of the team for an extended period of time with Peja Stojakovic as an assistant GM there too as well. So definitely you go to games now, you're going to see plenty of Jason Williams jerseys are pretty popular. Chris Webber's been vocal about how much he loves the city. So I think the city and the fan base absolutely loved when there was that level of success. And hopefully they can get back to that point so the city can have that level of enjoyment again with this new squad surrounding De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Haliburton.
They have the potential to make it happen. A lot of young talent. There's some veteran leadership along the way, but definitely they can get back to it. They may have a game this year. They, you know, who knows what will happen in this with less than 2 weeks left in the NBA regular season. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the podcast, the Sacramento Kings podcast called Kings Pulse.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ed. Like you mentioned, I just do that that podcast covering the Sacramento Kings. It's Kings Pulse that we do about two or three a week, and then there's writing that goes on at kingsherald.com from myself and a great group of guys that really embraced me on there recently. I'm one of the newer members of that, so same way that I think it's a pretty loyal fan base, the writers are pretty loyal there as well, and I think it's a great group of guys without tooting my own horn too much. But yeah, thanks a bunch for having me on, Ed. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime. And also you provide commentary for the Kings Herald, which is basically kind of like a commentary, providing a commentary for the Sacramento Kings. Tell everybody what you do with the Kings Herald.
Yeah, it's just where any written work goes. There's a lot of conversation threads that we like to throw up there as well. And my work is more focused around probably film stuff and analysis, although there is some variety there. So that's more of the written content side with a lot of interactions there in the comments. And like you mentioned, yeah, kingsherald.com, definitely a great growing community there.
Awesome to hear. So again, Brendan, tell everybody where they can find King's Pulse, the King's Herald on social media, where they can find you on social media and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, I think we went through them, and Twitter is definitely pretty popular in the NBA community, and my Twitter is Brendan Nunes NBA, and there's Kings underscore Pulse for that Twitter as well. The podcast is on all major platforms, and yeah, the site that we mentioned as well, kingsherald.com, and I think that's about all I got, Ed.
All right, fair enough, and you heard it from him. He is Brendan Nunes. He is the host of the Kings Pulse podcast dedicated to all things Sacramento Kings, and also he provides commentary for the Kings Herald. Anything and everything you need regarding the Sacramento Kings, Brendan's got you covered. Brendan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Definitely, and feel free to reach out at any time, Ed. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. I appreciate you as well. Be back with more right after this.
59% from the field, 5 of 9 from 3. The reason he's in the starting lineup, Sumner is out, and also Malcolm Brogdon missing his third straight game with a right hamstring strain. Buddy Hield.
He goes this way. He looks to be much more effective.
And Bagley misses. This is a Kings team, 8 straight games in double figures, playing in his 14th game with the Pacers and his 9th start. Bagley with a left hand.
Yeah, but you can't go to sleep on it.
Right on the baseline, and Bagley again misses. And
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it. Because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/offer.
All right, everybody. Once again, like to send a big special thank you to Brandon Nunez, the host of the King's Pulse podcast, the podcast dedicated to covering Sacramento Kings content, also providing commentary for a website titled The Kings Herald. Brandon giving us the ins and outs of what's currently going on with the Sacramento Kings, as well as the history of the Kings and things happening in the Bay Area. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace. We'll be right back.